Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle and old-school DDNB style riser, but not the modern EDDM whoosh thing. This is the ghost course riser, sampled, time-smeared, resliced, a little bit unstable, like it came off a dusty white label and got rinsed through a hardware sampler. The goal is simple. A 4 or 8 bar build that feels tense and haunted, has chopped vinyl character, and still stays out of the way of your kick, snare, and sub. And we're doing it with Ableton Live 12 stock devices. Alright, set your session tempo somewhere in the DNB pocket. Think 165 to 172 BPM. Decide your build length. 4 bars if you want it punchy, 8 bars if you want that proper TJ era suspense. In arrangement view, mark where the drop hits, and here's an old school move. Plan for your riser to end just a hair early, like an 8th note or a 16th early. That tiny suck-in gap is one of the easiest ways to make the drop feel bigger without turning anything up. Now, step 1. Choose the right raw material. This is everything. If you start with a super clean synth tone, you'll fight the vibe the whole way. You want texture. A tiny vinyl chop of a chord, a vocal breath, a consonant like T or SHH, the tail of a breakbeat hit, a pad stab that already has some life in it. And quick reminder, use your own recordings or properly cleared, royalty-free material. The point is the character, not the copyright stress. Drag your sample into sampler if you want the quickest route, or sampler if you want deeper control. If you're working with an audio clip instead, turn warp on and choose texture mode. Texture's the fast track to that smeared, grainy, haunted aura. Put grain size around, say, 70 to 150 milliseconds. Bigger grain feels ghostier and less defined. Add a bit of flux, like 10 to 25%, for that unstable drift. It's like the sample is breathing and wobbling slightly, which is perfect for jungle tension. Next, we create the coarse part, the chopped rhythm. Old school builds often feel like someone is literally riding the sampler, re-triggering little bits, not like a smooth sweep. So we're going to slice and re-trigger. In simpler, switch to slice mode. Choose slice by transient if the sample has clear hits or textures. If it's more tonal and sustained, slice by a musical division like eighth notes. Set playback to trigger. That's important, because trigger gives you that choppy, controllable re-trigger vibe instead of a legato always playing through vibe. Now create a MIDI clip that's 4 or 8 bars long and program an acceleration. Start easy, eighth notes for the first couple bars. Then step it up to 16ths. In the final bar, sprinkle in a couple bursts of 30 seconds, but don't carpet bomb it. In jungle, a little goes a long way. Those micro bursts are like sparks right before impact. And here's a feel tip. Don't keep it too perfect. Add a groove from the groove pool, something like a swing 16 groove, and keep it subtle, like 10 to 20%, or just nudge a few MIDI notes a few milliseconds late, 5 to 15 milliseconds. That slight drag can make the whole thing feel more human hands on pads instead of computer treadmill. Cool. Now we shape the ghost timbre. Drop an auto filter after simpler or sampler. For this sound, bandpass is the classic move. It gives you that eerie telephone focus, and it naturally avoids low-end buildup. Pick a character filter type like MS2 or PRD if you want a little attitude. Start the filter frequency somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz. Set resonance around 25 to 45%, and add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Now automate the filter frequency to rise through the build. Something like 400 Hz up to 3, 5, even 6 kHz depending on how bright you want it at the end. If you want extra panic, automate resonance to creep up slightly near the end. Slightly is the key word. If it starts whistling, that's a different genre. Unless you want that, in which case, go ahead and break rules tastefully. Teacher note here. Think about your snare. In jungle, the snare body often lives around 180 to 250 Hz, and the crack lives in the 3 to 6 kHz area. If your riser has this cardboardy mid-low chunk, it'll steal weight from the snare during the build, and your groove will feel weaker. So don't be shy with EQ8. High pass until the snare feels like it comes back. That might be 250 Hz, it might be 450, and if needed, do a narrow dip around 200 Hz to clear the snare fundamental area. Now we add the pitch rise, but we want it to feel sample, not like a pristine synth glide. If you're using an audio clip, automate transpose. A really usable range is starting around minus 12 to minus 7 semitones, rising to 0 or maybe plus 3 or plus 5 by the end. Keep warp on texture for the haunted grain, or try Complex Pro for smoother movement, knowing it can get facey in a cool but weird way. If you're inside Simpler or Sampler, use a pitch envelope instead. Set the pitch envelope amount somewhere between plus 12 and plus 24 semitones, then give the pitch envelope a long attack, so it rises over your whole build length. You can add a bit of decay if you want it to hit peak, before the drop and then brace itself. Here's a pro tension move. Don't make pitch, filter, and reverb all rise in one straight line together. Stagger them. Maybe the pitch reaches its max around bar 3.5, but the filter keeps opening all the way to bar 4. Or in an 8-bar build, have pitch plateau for a bar, then jump forward. That stall then surge reads as DJ ear attention. Constant linear rise reads as tutorial riser. Now let's get that chopped vinyl dirt, but keep it mix ready. After the filter, add redux. Don't overdo it. Downsample somewhere around 2 to 6 is plenty. Bit reduction can stay near 0 to 3. And keep dry slash wet around 10 to 30%. The idea is, when you solo it, it sounds like it's been through something. In the full mix, it just reads as texture. Then add saturator. Put it on analog clip. Drive it 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. This helps glue the chop bursts together and makes the tone feel more recorded, less plug-in chain. Optional but super effective, a noise layer. Put vinyl crackle or room noise on its own track. High pass it hard, like 400 to 800 Hz, so it's air and grit, not mud. Then instead of letting it run constantly, make it breathe with a riser rhythm. Use gate on the noise track, and sidechain the gate to the riser so the noise opens only when the riser hits. That feels so much more intentional than constant static. Next, stereo motion. Add auto pan. And yes, even if we're not doing obvious left-right panning, auto pan is also a great tremolo tool. Start with amount low, maybe 20%, and use phase at 0 degrees for centered tremolo. Then as you get closer to the drop, automate phase toward 180 degrees and increase amount. That's your go from mono to wide story. Also automate the rate. Start at 8th notes, ramp to 16ths. You'll feel the energy speed up even if your slice pattern stays the same. After auto pan, add utility. Automate width from something like 70% up to 130%, and turn bass mono on just in case any low junk sneaks through. Even if you think you've high-passed enough, bass mono is a nice safety net. Now the space, the ghost tail. Add reverb or hybrid reverb if you want extra flavor. Keep it controlled, decay around 3 to 8 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds, low cut around 250 to 500 Hz, and high cut around 6 to 10 kHz so it stays dark instead of turning into shiny EDM air. Automate the reverb amount to grow over time, but here is the crucial old school move, cut the tail before the drop. Easiest way is to put the reverb on a return track, then automate the send up during the build, and drop the send to minus infinity a 16th note before the drop. That hard cut creates space for the drums to punch through. If you want extra jungle sauce, put echo before the reverb. Try 8th note dotted or quarter note timing, feedback around 15 to 35%, and filter it. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Add a tiny bit of modulation so it wobbles. Now it feels like it's living in that breakbeat era universe. Next, we make sure it fits under the drums and bass. Add a compressor at the end of the riser chain and sidechain it to the kick, or a ghost kick trigger track. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Set the threshold, so you're getting maybe 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. You want the riser to breathe around the drums, not flatten them. If your snare is massive, consider a second, lighter sidechain to the snare. Even just 1 to 3 dB of reduction can keep the build from stealing the snare's spotlight. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where it starts sounding like a record. For an 8-bar build, try this energy map. Bars 1 and 2, sparse chops, band pass focused in low mids, narrow stereo, not too wet. Bars 3 and 4, faster chop pattern, pitch rise becomes noticeable. Bars 5 and 6, echo and reverb send growth, filter opens more into the highs and maybe the texture gets a bit crunchier. Bars 7 and 8, those microbursts, widest image, urgency. Then the final little slice. Cut the reverb send, and either mute the riser for that tiny gap or do the mid-only vacuum. That mid-only vacuum is a sick alternative to just muting everything. In the last 16th before the drop, automate utility width down toward 0 to 50% and make a quick EQ8 dip around 1 to 3 kHz. Your ear misses the mid presence, so when the drop hits, it feels like the room opens up. A couple extra old-school punctuation options. Layer a very quiet reverse cymbal, or a single vocal hey pitch down and tucked in. or a quick tape stop style moment by automating transpose down briefly right before impact. Tiny moves, big personality. Now, quick coach notes to level this up. First, pick a tension key and stay loyal to it. Even noisy risers feel more convincing if their resonant peaks relate to the track. A simple check is to throw a tuner after your filter and see what note it leans toward near the end. If it's just random chaos, either tame resonance or add a subtle tuned element. A nice trick is resonators after the filter, super low mix like 5 to 15%, tune to the root and fifth. Keep decay short. It's not sparkle, it's a hiss halo. Second, make yourself a macro-style focus knob by linking a few concepts together in your head when you automate. As you approach the drop, you can lengthen the simpler amp attack a bit for ghostiness, raise filter resonance a touch for panic, and increase reverb send for distance. Then, in the last 16th, do the opposite. Reduce the attack so the transient edge comes forward, cut the reverb send so it goes dry, and keep the resonance momentarily so it still feels sharp. That last moment focus shift is pure tension. Third, use contrast automation. Instead of rising every bar, make one bar stall. No pitch rise, darker filter, maybe less width. Then the next bar jumps forward. That stop-start momentum feels way more like record mixing culture than a constant ramp.